first moment of the very first time he stuck his tongue in your ear. You thought you had climbed to the highest of plateaus, soared beyond all your peers. A girl looks good in Saint Laurent in a Porsche with the top down, with her mind in the wind, sipping on cognac, flirting with the waiter, with that pussy cat grin. Sunbathing naked, oh, on the French Riviera, turns you just the right shade in a well-chosen spot next to the producers. Oh, baby, you got it made.
I'm going to jail. Okay, we are listening to. Oh, your mic's off, Mike.
My mic is the only mic on right now.
So let's fade into Mike and Jeff's mic.
Is this working?
And now you're on the air, guy.
Oh, cool.
And Mike, tell the world what we're listening to, this great piece of music.
We're listening to a band that used to be, I like to think, the hot...
It ruled Silver Lake.
It ruled Silver Lake.
For a very short period of time.
In the late, mid-80s, late 80s?
No, it's 90s.
90s? What do I know? It's a band called Gutbucket, and at one point, people used to say, if you lived in Silver Lake and didn't play in Gutbucket, you weren't living in Silver Lake. Because there was, we played a couple shows, but I think there was like 14 or 15 people on stage.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah. And then the core of the group was my assistant over here, Jeff Merchant on bass. Vincula Cara played melodica. Mitchell Frank did some of the keyboards and
samples.
Electronic samples. And
Stu in it?
Stu played a little guitar in it. And
right, but in this particular recording, Michael Bell.
Michael Bell played percussion.
Michael Bell.
And the vocals were by Chrono, who's unfortunately passed on.
Was it Rasan in there for a little while too?
Rasan was in an earlier version.
Yeah, he was in an earlier version. And I played trumpet in it for a while. Anthony Osgang, who's an artist, did turntables.
Carrie Foss
played some guitar.
Carrie's been on my show.
What's his name? Remember the sax player, the German sax player?
I don't remember his name.
Enrico.
Oh, Boicher. Enrico. Oh, that.
Enrico Boicher played.
Played
saxophone. I played trumpet, and then like Michael Carpenter played guitar a couple of times. He lives up in Oregon now.
I want to tell the world that when I first moved to the east side of Hollywood, one of the first bands I heard about was this band called Gutbucket, and I heard there were like bootleg cassettes floating around, and I think this is the first time I've ever actually heard you guys.
Really?
Famous Gutbucket. And I've known personally a lot of the people who went it for years.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this what you're hearing now is a digital transfer of an analog mix that we did quite a few years ago. And Mitchell, Frank, and I decided to have it professionally transferred to save it from further decay. And
cool.
Now we have a fairly permanent digital
mix. This recording was done like later on, like towards the end of Gutbucket, right?
What?
This was done, the recording.
This recording? Yeah.
Yeah. Because things that, I think Chrono had already started getting ill. Wasn't he getting ill?
Yeah, that's right.
And then, you know, everyone else was going on to whatever. Fame and fortune.
As good as you guys sound, did you guys just organize this band temporarily, or did you think that one day it might get legs?
You used the word organized. There was no.
You say legs or laid?
There was no organization in this band at all. Zilch.
Wow.
It would just start.
No, but by the time.
By the time we
were doing this recording, no, we were thinking about higher aspirations.
Right.
But yeah.
It was fun. It was a fun live band.
And again, we're listening to Gutbucket on.
There was a red-headed drummer. What was his name?
Buddy Rich.
He used to play with Annie and Roger. Didn't he sit in a few times?
Yeah,
I'm just having
a
flashback to all these. Because it literally probably was. You know, I was in Gutbucket.
Didn't Danny Frankel play with us sometimes?
I think Danny Frankel played with us too. It was like there was tons of people who went through that band.
Okay, and again, everybody, we're listening to Michael Whitmore. We're live in the studio. Michael Whitmore, Michael Whitmore, and Jeff Merchant are here in the studio.
Yes.
And the next time these guys come, they're going to bring their acoustical equipment.
Yeah, I'll bring my 10-string.
I know Mike doesn't live in the city, but he promised me the next time he's in the studio.
I keep a lot of gear here because I play here.
Even though I'm one of the proponents of no loud electrical music, they promised me that they'll be sweet and low. Yeah. And I'm gonna leave Gutbucket playing for a little while because I want to talk to you guys. I want to know where people can see you here in LA. Both of you guys, so talk about that.
You go first, Jeff.
Okay. I have a show.
This
at,
is Jeff we're listening to.
Yeah. Jeff Merchant and band has a show. We're playing at Tex, which is in Echo Park, Tex Restaurant. It's I don't know the exact address, but it's right next to the library.
Sunset Colorado.
It's 1711 Sunset Boulevard.
And that's
in the heart of Echo Park.
You're doing a residency there.
No, no, just one show, Friday, September 8th, at about 11, something like that. Before that same night, Azalea Snails playing, who's also on True Classical CDs.
Yes, and who is recently married. Congratulations.
I'll be there.
Get married.
She got married?
Yeah.
She didn't tell me. Wow.
Man, you were just out of the loop.
How'd you find out?
I love little
emailed us.
I didn't get that email.
Well, Jeff, maybe you just aren't as special as you thought you were.
Wow.
Yeah, she got married.
To who?
Come on. Hey, guys.
I have no idea who she
My hopes are crushed.
Yeah.
No, but listen, Jeff, I will be there. I missed your last tech show.
Oh, and it's free. It's a free show, and some of the people that actually played on the CD will be playing at the show.
Yeah, Tex is my favorite place to play around here because it's just so, it's so relaxed.
It's just so French.
And they also feed you. But since when you play in L.A., you never get paid, at least feed us. And that's what I love about playing there.
Yeah, it's very humane.
Great food. Yeah. I love playing there.
Yeah.
And my next show, I believe I'll be playing with Listing Ship, probably October 1st. I think it's part of the Echo Park Music Festival or something.
Oh, tell us about that.
There's an Echo Park Music Festival. I think September 30th and October 1st. I'm in the dark, but I am definitely playing September 23rd, which is Fall Solstice Day, at the Roastery. On Vashon Island.
I'm there.
You're there, man. Fly up. So, yeah.
Okay.
And the third caller can win a ticket to that show.
That's right.
Mike, tell
free
us
ticket.
About your radio station.
I live on an island called Vashon in Puget Sound. And there's a radio station called Voice of Vashon. It's also available on the internet, voiceofvashon.org. And I have a radio show called Strange Cargo. And I play mostly 45s because I'm a record geek, 45 collector. And I play odd, extremely rare, somewhat rare, and just terrible records. From every genre. And I usually pick out a theme. Theme could be anything from, like, you know, drug songs to French songs to just
depressing. You know, I've got an Angeline CD that, a 45 that I could load.
I have all of Angeline's CDs.
Angeline's
so 45.
Yeah. Angeline, the billboard.
Yes, she put out a bunch of 45s in the, and they're unfortunately they're not awful. They're just kind of.
Are they worth anything?
No, they're not worth anything. But unfortunately, they're just kind of okay. If they're really awful, I play them all the time.
Okay, but again, Mike, what night can we hear you again?
My show is called Strange Cargo, Voice of Vashon.org. Wednesdays it's 6:30, I believe it is. And Saturdays at 6 o'clock.
And real slow, what's the name of the station again?
www.voiceofvashon, VASHON.org. It's a community-based...
That's V like in vasectomy.
Exactly. Yeah. I've had one.
And does it stream?
It does, but the shows are not archived, unfortunately. Not yet. So it's a great station. It's community-based. And... it's fun.
I'm going to talk to some of the techies here and see if we can get a link on our homepage to you guys.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it's good.
And I take it you play all jazz, all types of music?
Oh,
rock?
I play a lot of just weird stuff. Like, instead of playing a good jazz record, I'll play, like, a Steve Allen jazz version.
I love Steve Allen.
Yeah. I'll play one of his, his Cinderella story. You know. And then when rock, I'll play, like, some rare, obscure... psych recording, like The Unknowns or something like that. And then I'll play some weird vocal stuff. I collect 45s. I work part-time at a place called Amoeba here in Hollywood.
Amoeba! We're promoting Amoeba at Kill Radio.
Yeah, and I price the collectible 45s, and often I buy the useless 45s because I find they need a home.
Right. Amoeba's great. Amoeba has one of the best used jazz...
Fantastic.
In L.A.
Well, you know, I sold my I think I told you earlier, I sold my jazz CD collection to buy my 10-string classical guitar when I went on eBay.
Right.
And the whole idea was that, well, since I work at Amoeba, I'll be able to eventually buy back all those CDs, but I haven't done that yet.
Do you see very many of them up there, the ones that you got rid of? Do you see?
Oh yeah, I mean, I kept some of the, you know, the rarer ones, the ones that are instantly out of print, you know. But their jazz selection is fantastic, and their classical selection is also really excellent.
Okay, listen, you guys. What we're gonna do? We're gonna go back into a little bit more of Gut Bucket. Then we're gonna go into, I want to put on this lullabies, and then we're
which
gonna
is a band with a four way songwriter band with Michael Whitmore, me, Jeff Merchant, Stu, and Heidi Rodewald.
Cool.
And then four songwriters with no place to go.
Okay, so we're gonna play that, and then we're gonna come back, and maybe we'll start winding this down. But before we do, I want to hear about some of the people who inspired you guys when you were younger. But we'll talk about that when we come back, you know, on the second round. But right now, let's go back into a little Gut Bucket.
Cool.
I love Gut Bucket.
Trouble off your the floor and no locks on the bathroom doors. So she moved to a hotel somewhere down in Amsterdam. I would have done the same thing too. I'd have liked a hotel somewhere down in Amsterdam.
Honor is nice if you can find it. Honor is fine.
Sails the sleepless water blind. The boat that sails the sleepless water blind. And all the colors she brings, listen when the rhymes sing. It goes it goes.
Someday I'll tell you how to play. Someday I'll tell you what it takes to live. Someday I'll tell you how to play. Someday I'll tell you what makes me cool. You're the one who stays so long. You're the one who makes me strong. And I can't go on talking to me, talking through me. Someday I'll Sandbox by the sea, splashing waves. I'm tasting salty to me, sand all through me.
Jazz band's definitely on the soundtrack.
You're the one who stays so long. One who makes me strong, and I can't go on talking to me, walking through me. Someday I'll tell you how to play. Someday I'll tell you how to play. Someday I'll tell you. Someday I'll tell you what it takes to be me.
Jeff, this is a great album. Tell us about it.
Well, this is The Lullabies, and it's with Michael Whitmore, me, Stu, and Heidi Rodewald. And
I used to have such a crush on Heidi.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell Stu that.
When she got married, it broke my heart.
She's not married.
Yes, yeah, well, this was a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this was...
Okay. Well, anyway, we recorded this. This came out in 2004.
We got so serious in here for a second.
Oh, no. I was wondering where if we won't go there.
Go ahead, Jeff.
right now, the song you're hearing now is a song by Michael Whitmore, and it's called Plywood Winter. I play bass on it, and Michael Whitmore singing. And so we all contribute songs and sing our own songs and then back each other up. So it's kind of like what was that band with Tom Petty and
Traveling Wilby?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Where
What I always liked about this record was that I think it's a really good pop record, except the instrumentation is always wrong. Because like Heidi played percussion, there was no drum set on this record. And instead of guitar solos, there's like a mandolin solo. And instead of keyboards, it's just vibraphone. I really liked how this record came off. But a lot of it was recorded live, also.
Most of it was
recorded live with some
two-track M-Box, digital live, and then we overdubbed. But kind of a unique way of recording.
Yeah, it's kind of odd.
But that was our budget.
Yeah.
And again, it's called the Lullabies.
Not to not to be confused with the New York band that stole our name.
Yes.
What, the New York Dolls? No.
No, there's a band in New York called the Lullabies. They took our name after we came out with our CD first. We haven't, our lawyers are working on it.
Yes, quite right.
And the first song we heard on this CD was Amsterdam.
With one of Stu's compositions.
Yes, and then we heard Play, and now we're listening to...
Yeah, that's it. Play is one of Jeff's compositions, and this one is mine.
Yeah, and now this is Plywood Winter.
Yeah, Plywood Winter.
Interesting name, right?
Yes, there's a story behind it.
Please tell us.
Oh, it's not that interesting. I just said there's a story. No, it was I thought somebody said something, and they didn't say that, but I thought, oh, okay, we'll name it Plywood Winter.
Plywood Winter. Listen, you guys, tell me about some of the people who, starting with you, Mike, who inspired you when you were younger.
My biggest influences, because I'm a guitar player, basically, even though I seem to play vibes for everybody because nobody needs another guitar player. I don't need a guitar player. I think my biggest influences is my dad was really into a guy named Charlie Bird, who was bossa nova player. But before he went into bossa nova, he did a record called, it's a live record, and my dad played it all the time, and it was a track called Fantasia on Which Side Are You On? And Charlie Bird played a nylon string guitar. I always play nylon string guitars.
Charlie Bird still around?
No, he died in 1998, I believe.
Okay, yeah, I'm very familiar.
I loved nylon string guitar, and so that was a huge influence on me, and hearing jazz and stuff. But also, I think the biggest influence on me was when I was about 13 or so, I found a record in the bottom of a trash can by a guy named Sandy Bull. And I took it home and I put it on, and even though I don't sound anything like Sandy Bull, it was like one of those moments. He was an acoustic guitar player. He played with Ornette's old drummer a lot. I can't remember his name right now. But anyway, this record, it was just like one of these strange, bizarre records that came out in about 1962. And I found it in the bottom of a trash can. And I took it home and played it. And it completely changed my idea of how to approach the guitar, even though I was only 13 or 14 at the time. And I still actually have that copy next to two other more pristine copies. So those two were huge influences. And then I playing guitar is just like, I like keyboard players. Like I was a huge Cecil Taylor fan, Andrew
Cecil
Hill,
Taylor.
McCoy Tyner. So they were, and Bill Evans. If I could sound like anyone, even playing guitar,
Bill Evans.
Just like, so jazz is a huge influence on me, but also,
really quick, Mike, are you familiar with the Bill Evans too? Well, of course you are. Waltz for Debbie.
Which one?
It's called Waltz for Debbie.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the most beautiful thing I think ever written. Yeah. Ever. But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
But as I got older, my three favorite artists were probably this French singer named Brigitte Fontaine. She recorded an album with the Art Ensemble in Chicago.
Wow.
In about the early 70s. I love her records. Robert Wyatt, who used to be in a band called Soft Machine, he's a huge influence on me. And also, this guy named Tim Buckley, who actually recorded some jazz avant-garde.
I think I've heard of Tim Buckley.
Yeah, he recorded, he had a huge jazz influence in this stuff. And he was a huge influence on me, especially in my later teen years. So I'm still constantly looking for the next thing that will just blow my mind. And, every once in a while I come across something, I just go, wow. So
are you doing more writing?
Playing,
right?
I'm doing more writing these days. I keep on, I've been playing the 10 string for quite just over 4 years now, and it takes a lot of work, and I just do more writing. I have a 3-year-old son, and I'm a stay-home dad, so I'm not one that's going to likely do a lot of gigging right now.
Right.
Not for probably another year or so.
Yeah.
But I have to, because I have a new record coming out, so.
Right. And again, where can the audience get that new record? In your website?
Well, when it comes out, either in November or in January, depends on what date's decided upon. You can find it in any store. We have True Classical CD has national distribution, and here in LA, you can find it at Amoeba, or or in Echo Park. You probably find it at Sea Level Records, and or you could actually go online and probably order it at some point when it comes out in a few months.
Mike, your email again?
Catgut, CATGUT at ATT.net.
One more time.
Catgut at ATT.net. That's my
Jeff, who influenced you when you were younger? Like in, you know?
Captain Kangaroo. No. Actually, I find that question to be difficult when I'm doing
this. Captain Kangaroo didn't have any musicians on, did he?
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Mr. Green Jean.
Yeah.
Bunny Rabbit. Grandfather yeah. Clock. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
But it's hard for me to pin that down. And you know, when I fill out, do these websites where you're posting your music, that you know, you're supposed to fill out your influences, and you have five different choices. Like, I rack my brain, like, who do I put? Because my background is more in the pop music scene, you know, with David Bowie, Peter Gabriel, that kind of style. But I'm sort of multi-influenced, and so it's hard for me to pin it down. If I have to say what would be the best pop song, I would say John Lennon's Imagine, because it has everything, good melody and message.
So you listened to a lot of John Lennon when you were younger?
Yeah, I listened to all kinds of stuff. And
when
not
he died, how did that affect you, Jeff?
Well, it was
you were 3 years
sad.
Old.
Oh, you were three. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I was that.
Oh.
But it was sad. I mean, of course. But it was so it's hard for me to pin it down. I'm influenced by all kinds of things, and not just pop music, but world music.
Who were some bass players that you listened to as a teenager? Who was?
I don't know.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, maybe Paul McCartney.
You know,
how I became a funky bass player.
I never knew he was a bass player.
That happened. Paul McCartney?
Okay, I'm telling my age now, you guys, but I remember the night he came on Ed Sullivan, Mike, and they were just these "Love You, Yeah, Yeah." Who's and I never knew he was playing it.
Was that the band he had? Was that before Wings?
I'm acting stupid now.
No, I'm acting stupid.
No. But I actually hear McCartney the damn good bass player. I mean, he's one of the top.
He's a great musician.
Yeah.
All around. But I have to say, my influences lately in my modern times and current life, I listen more to recordings of people I know as opposed to top 40 hits. And my collection consists more of that. CDs of friends, musicians that I know. That's what I'm listening to more than anything else. You know, and it's good music.
So you think that maybe the Kill Radio audience one day will be treated to a live in studio bass acoustic bass piece by you?
Well, or acoustic guitar.
Acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
Jeff plays a lot of instruments, actually.
Right, but mainly guitar and bass.
Cool.
Yeah.
And Jeff, what's your email again? Really slow. What's
Merchy, Merchy at sbcglobal.net, and my CD is available all over amazon.com, Sea Level in LA, Amoeba, Tower Records if they're in business,
or you can go to the website trueclassicalcds.com and
okay.
order it there.
Right, that's our website
yeah.
for the label.
And again, you'll be playing a Tex restaurant in Echo Park?
Yeah, on September the 8th.
And we're going to go back into the Lullabies, and I think...
Lullabies.
Lullabies. I'm sorry, guys. Why?
That's okay.
Yeah. And I think these guys are going to be hitting the dark streets of L.A.
Yeah, we're going to get home before it gets light.
How much longer are you going to be in town, Mike?
I'll be in town for probably another week or so actually a couple weeks, because Listening Chip starts recording a new record. We start rehearsals on Wednesday, and then we record next week. So, and then I'll hopefully fly back up to Seattle, and it'll be nice, cool, gorgeous weather. And
don't take any shampoo bottles on the airplane.
Oh, I know,
Mike. So let's go back into
the first song.
Yeah, we're going to the first song. Thanks for reminding me, Jeff.
Because then we'll get a Heidi song.
Oh yeah, that's right. And again, this is killradio.org. Mike Whitmore, what is our phone number here?
The phone number here is 213-252-0998. That once again, 213-252-0998.
And this show's called Straight Ahead every Monday night.
And the 10th caller will receive a free CD of any of the CDs they've heard tonight.
Well, the next time you guys come in, maybe we'll have a little contest, you know? So, again, I want to thank these guys for coming in.
Thank you, sir. We had a good
time.
Thanks
for having us.
Thank you for your hospitality.
Thanks, Mike and Jeff, some of my old friends from the neighborhood.
It was good to finally come down.
Thanks, man.
It's good
You're
to
welcome.
Be in the neighborhood. Would you be mine? Could you be my neighbor?
Mr. Rogers, I miss him.
Yeah, so do I.
And thanks for the gut bucket, Jeff.
You're quite welcome.
Yeah. Okay, guys, let's go back into the lullabies, and then we're going to wrap this show up, and I'll see you guys here Friday. I do the Friday 6 p.m. news every Friday, and then I'll be back here on Monday night at midnight. Let's go back into the lullabies here on killradio.org.
Valentine, single sweet patron, saint of mine. window, leave the cold behind. Sit down on your bed and drink red wine. Observe me from a distance, I'm ugly and genuine. See no sweet patron saint of mine. Now your boutique is so unique, I'm glad I stopped to browse. The poetry and colors you arouse. Upon your neon divan, might just explain, providing I prove worthy of your time. The trail of tears and sunken hearts gets longer as it winds. Sing, oh sweet patron, say of mine.
Sing, oh sweet patron, say of mine.
Find a second pillow in that ancient chest of drawers. Gently to your shores. The radio plays Beethoven and the groove is most sublime. Sing, oh sweet patron, say of mine.
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 Sing, oh sweet patron, say
goodbye. Sing, oh sweet patron, say goodbye.
Sing, oh sweet patron, say goodbye.
Tell yourself I'm not the one and feel me in this time. And read me like a book to change your mind. A book you kept returning to long after the last line.
Beat the other guy. like to be.